We have Dr. Joanne Cox. Dr. Cox is a pediatrician at Children's Hospital Boston, where she is associate chief for the Division of General Pediatrics. She has provided care and developed interventions for teen parents for over 20 years. She will discuss father-baby involvement as a predictor of rapid repeat pregnancy in adolescent mothers.
Thank you. We have no financial disclosures, and I also want to acknowledge our funders, especially the Office of Adolescent Pregnancy Programs. In spite of sharply declining teen pregnancy rates over the last 20 years, repeat pregnancy has decreased at a significantly slower rate and has been a focus of many teen parenting interventions. Approximately 20% of teen births in the U.S. are repeat births, and depending on the study, 10 to 20% of teen mothers have a repeat pregnancy during the first year after they deliver. Long-term follow-up studies have shown that teens who experience a repeat pregnancy face delayed high school graduation, difficulty finding employment, and encounter obstacles becoming economically self-sufficient. Birth intervals less than 24 months also result in increased risk of poor birth outcome and child developmental problems. Repeat teen pregnancy is more common in Black and Latino adolescents and has been associated with maternal depression, school failure, poor social supports, inconsistent use of contraception, and being married or living with a partner. Intimate partner violence has also been found to be a risk factor. Decreasing repeat pregnancy has been very challenging. Most interventions for teen parents have yielded positive secondary outcomes, such as improved education and job attainment and infant health, yet do not decrease rapid repeat pregnancy or births. Successful interventions have included home visiting, motivational interviewing, and some comprehensive programs. Interventions, however, have commonly focused on teen mothers without specifically targeting fathers or the relationship between the parents. The purpose of our study today is to examine the relationship between father of baby or partner involvement or support and rapid repeat pregnancy, defined as another pregnancy within the first year after delivery, in a population of teen parents receiving care in a medically based teen parent demonstration project. Of note, we are now in the fifth year of our project and have not yet completed all the 24 and 36 month follow-up for our participants. All the teen mothers and their children in our study received care in a hospital-based medical home, commonly known as a teen tot clinic. Fathers of the children enrolled in the project were invited to participate starting at the time of the first newborn visit. If they were not present, project staff encouraged mothers to bring them with them at the next visit, or with permission, fathers were contacted by phone. The care for parents and children was comprehensive, with complete integration of social services with primary care, health education, and case management. Teens were connected to community services, including home visiting, teen living programs, schools, daycares, and job training. Fathers who were less than 20 years old could receive medical care within the medical home. Older fathers were referred to community health centers for medical care. All teens received individualized parenting education and relationship counseling. To examine father involvement, we used mixed methods. The quantitative data I will present are from a prospective single cohort study. Subjects were 134 teen mothers less than 19 years at delivery who were followed for at least 1 year and 66 of their partners. Data were collected through a computerized system at 6, 12, 18, 24, and 36 months. The focus today is on the intake, 1 year, and 2 year data. This slide describes our participants on entry into the program. univariate analysis compares mothers' responses to fathers' responses. The majority of teens were non-white. Fathers were generally older with a mean age of 20 years versus almost 18 years for mothers. Fathers were less likely to be in school or to have graduated and more likely to be working. In fact, half of fathers had not completed school. Fathers also entered the project later when their babies were about 5 months old. Most families received support through WIC and Medicaid. On entry into the project, 62% of mothers in green reported being in a committed relationship with their baby's father. 27% in blue had no relationship. 1% reported being separated, and 11% answered other to the question. The 27% of fathers with no relationship with a mother in most instances were not involved with parenting. We followed father involvement with mother from baseline to 24 months. This data is reported by teen mothers. We are collecting similar data from fathers, but have not yet completed data collection. Mothers reported significant decreases in having a committed relationship with their baby's father, from 62% to 27% at 24 months. Likewise, father financial contributions decreased from 72% after birth to 57% at 24 months. Cohabitation remained low and did not change over time. Looking at the association between pregnancy within 1 year of delivery and relationship with father of baby, we found a marginally significant association between being in a committed relationship at intake and a repeat pregnancy. There was no association with father financial help, social support, or living with father. For the qualitative component, we interviewed 15 teens who experienced a rapid repeat pregnancy and 16 who did not. They responded to the question, "What was the relationship status with your first child's father when you became pregnant again?" Our qualitative work provided interesting insight into the nature of the relationships. Of the 15 girls interviewed who had a rapid repeat pregnancy, most described complicated relationships. Examples are the quote, "Me and Alex weren't together, like we were officially broken up, but you know, we still lived together and then we would still sleep together because he's just there." Or, "Friends with benefits, we've been together 6 years, we're no longer together. I don't know what we are. We're in a standstill, confusing place. I go off of what he says, basically. I don't know where we're at. We're just friends." And likewise, "We were not together. We were like on and off, no relationship. Not stable at all. We just really didn't like each other, actually, to be quite frank." And then the interviewer asked, "Are you together now?" And she reported, "Yeah, we just moved into an apartment." So relationships, lots of flux. And the fourth one, "Unfortunately, we wasn't even dating. We was just messing around. We were friends, kind of like associates." And on the positive side, "It's pretty interesting. Because you know we're young, so there's always complications. But, I mean, we're always there for each other, through thick and thin. No matter what goes on with us, we're always there. He's my backbone." In summary, we found that teen relationships declined consistently over time. It was also challenging to gain father's trust, as only half of the fathers agreed to participate. And one quarter with no relationship with the young mother by the time the child was born. The fact that a pair was parenting a child did not seem to alter the trajectory of their relationship. There was a marginal association between teens reporting on a quantitative survey that they had a committed relationship with the father and a rapid repeat pregnancy. However, this is not the whole story. The young parents had complicated relationships that were on and off, which potentially increased risk for inconsistent use of contraception. Breaking up does not necessarily mean risk of unplanned pregnancy ends. Because 24-month follow-up is not yet completed for the entire cohort, power may not yet be sufficient, and we have not analyzed data from the father's perspectives. Quantitative data were self-reported through a computerized system, and although a sixth grade reading level was used, teens may not have understood or truthfully answered the questions. Teen-parent relationships are clearly complicated and fluctuate over time. Intervention strategies should not only focus on co-parenting, but should include methods for addressing relationship status and contraceptive decision-making. Lack of planning, common in all teens, appeared to be a theme. Intervention should start early in the prenatal period, as the fall-off in teen relationships is rapid. Relationship instability may actually increase risk of unplanned pregnancy and should be the focus of future studies. Fathers were less likely to complete high school, which may also play a role in relationship instability. Going forward, we will complete follow-up for fathers' surveys and plan a qualitative study of our young fathers focused on their parenting perspectives. Thank you.